Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Welcome to episode 19 of the Gray and Green Show. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter, Gray Green Show, The Gray and Green Show on Facebook, Gray and Green Podcast at gmail.com, and rate us on iTunes because we've got a lot of ratings, actually.
We did get a few more.
I know.
We're at 64, I think.
I know. So thank you to everybody who keeps doing that because we love your feedback.
I want 100. I don't know why in my brain 100 rating sounds like I'm making it.
Yes.
I've done it.
I've hit the mother load.
So rate us on iTunes. We kind of love having your feedback. And to be honest with you, this is the first time we've ever done a podcast, even though we're like 19 episodes in. We are just sitting here babbling in front of our microphones.
We really are. I really wish I had this set up at like my house or your house and we could just lay on the couch.
And... I know. And like maybe like get drunk.
Yeah. Like even we could have like champagne or coffee.
I'm pregnant. I can't drink right now. But yeah.
But you still have like a cozy beverage and chill.
But we could be like the Kathy Lee and Hoda of podcasts.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We could have Wine Wednesdays and just get bombo'd.
That's awesome.
I feel actually, like what?
Well, what were you gonna say?
They're gonna put a microphone in my house, I think, while I'm on maternity leave.
What?
Yeah, that's actually being discussed right now. I'll be doing like jump ins on my morning show while I'm on maternity leave because I'm going to be gone for like 6 to 8 weeks, depending on what takes place. So we might actually be able to pull that off down the road.
That'd be ballin'.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so let's plan
that's
on that.
The beauty of radio. If this was TV, because we said this when we were in TV.
Yeah.
I remember one of my old anchors was having a baby and she said, well, I think we can bring a camera in and do this stuff. You would never do that on maternity leave.
No. Are you
but
kidding?
But with radio, a microphone, right. I don't doubt at all. Because all you have to do is roll over and be like, hi.
Yeah, you're the same person. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah, nobody
can
judge you.
Do you really want a camera in there?
No.
Because your house is going to be messy and you're going to be tired.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So we may have that option down the road,
Dude,
which is really exciting.
We need to figure that out.
I know. Our engineer is
and
probably
we'll just,
like, great.
Leave. And we'll start our own empire.
Right. Well, awesome. See you later.
Sirius Radio, here we come.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we made it to 19 episodes.
I feel like episode 20, which I know we already figured out what we're going to do, but I feel like episode 20 should be something bigger.
Something bigger?
20?
We do have a guest scheduled for episode 20. Michelle McCormick, who actually used to do radio in Detroit for years.
Right.
She works with us here in Grand Rapids on our classic rock station. She wants to do a certain thing, but we may change it up because it is going to be episode 20.
Right.
So.
Know what I always wanted to do? And I feel like, I don't know if we have the following for this. And I'm too big
what?
For my britches here. I want to do a live show so bad.
Where at?
I don't know.
What do you mean a live show?
Like where we're doing the podcast like we are right now, but people are here around watching us do it live instead of listening.
Oh, I mean, if we could get some advertisers, we could probably pull it off.
I know.
All right. So if you want to advertise with us, we'll hook you up. We'll give you so many name drops. You'll get so much business.
You will get so much business.
We'll give you promos. We'll give you it all. But you got to advertise with us.
I mean, I'll put you on Facebook and everything.
Right. Everything. I think we'll be able to put them on the air, too, if they're spending money on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't have to be only internet. They'd be able to go on our website. You'd be able to go on the radio waves. It'd be great.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're salespeople now. We can make this up.
Yes, absolutely.
Basically, we need t-shirts made. We need to be live. I think that we've hit the mother load.
That's absolutely right. What have you been doing this week? You got anything going on?
What have I been doing? Oh, I got a new planner. Like a planner.
What?
You know what I mean? And I have decided hashtag I'm becoming awesome in 2017.
Yeah. Okay.
I decided I want to organize my life.
Oh.
In my house.
Okay.
And I'm hoping it'll relieve some anxiety I tend to get.
Do you get anxiety from, like, messiness or...
No, but I think
clutter?
That because I allow myself to live in such clutter, and not just clutter as in my bathroom is trash. Remember I told you I have clothes everywhere?
Right.
Not just that. I think that I just don't schedule myself at all. I squeeze my run in now, and I squeeze my workout in, and then I'm, like, grabbing food across the street, and I don't write out what I'm going to do. So every day it's, like, chaos. I'm not like living my life. And I feel like maybe that's what's causing me to get anxiety at the end of the day.
What kind of anxiety are you getting? I mean, we don't need to put you on meds, do we?
No, I don't think so.
I got a girlfriend that's on meds because she gets anxiety so bad.
I tried meds.
Oh, you
did? Last summer.
Did it work?
No, I didn't think so. It just made me feel kind of sick.
Okay.
And I got off them. I was on them like a month and a half. And I just didn't feel like it was a low dose. I didn't need much. I just tend to get, okay, like example, I'll get an anxiety attack and I'll be like in a movie theater and I'll have to leave. Like, I'll get, like, panicky.
Like, what happens to you?
I just, my heart feels like it's racing, and my chest is tight, and I'm just panic. Like, and there's no explanation to it. I'm just panic-stricken.
You know, maybe I get them, and I don't know it. I get them sometimes. I guess I get like that, and my face turns bright red, and my heart starts pumping really fast.
And I get, when like, I get really like, worked
mad.
Up.
When I get mad, I guess it does that.
Well, I get, and I find myself... I like snap at Jim a lot about nothing. Like he didn't even do anything wrong. And right. I just get worked up over nothing. But then my mom actually pointed out, she's like, you're like living in chaos and you have been for years. She's like, you have no rhyme or reason to your day. You don't wake up at a certain time. You wake up because you had to, the baby woke up and that's my wake up call.
Yeah.
You don't get up and you know, I have no schedule.
Right. Do you set an alarm?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I just wake up when the baby wakes
up.
She
was literally just telling me how important it is for her to have her coffee before Greenlee gets out of bed.
Because I was naturally waking up before she woke up for a couple weeks there, and it was nice. But then today I didn't. Yeah, that's a whole other story.
I don't think you live your life in chaos. It sounds like you just need a routine.
Yeah, okay, that's a better way to put it. I just have no routine. It's kind of like this. I know I need to be to work by like 1:30 every day, so everything else is just... cram it in. And 90% of the time, I don't get done anything when I had all this time and I really could have gotten it done.
Right. And I think that a lot of people probably go through that.
I think so too.
Especially moms.
But I'm trying
when you
to
have
fix
a baby.
That. But even before the baby, I was like that.
Oh, okay.
Is I knew I had to coach at 3 p.m., say, and I get out of work at 11 a.m. So what would I do when I get home? I'd be like, I have to clean this, I have to do this, I have to run. Would I do any of it? No, I'd end up laying on the couch, fall asleep, wake up, race to the school, coach,
just
get home.
Make
now
it
it's
in
dinner
time.
And then I'd get home and be like, house is still trash. I didn't do it. And then I'd feel down.
Right. Okay.
So I'm trying to
I think this is a really good,
that.
Really kind of late New Year's resolution.
Right.
That's awesome.
So
I love it.
I'm trying really hard.
Awesome. The only thing new with me this week is that we started working on that nursery in the house.
How's it going?
And it's going really well. I got all new carpet. Yesterday.
Ooh,
which I needed. It was like 10 years old in my house. This is like hashtag old girls conversation right now. But it was exciting to get new carpet. But it was really funny because yesterday my husband texted me and goes, Rachel, the carpet man just showed up. And if he wasn't here with a girl, I'd be nervous about leaving you alone with him.
What?
And I go, is he a stud?
Like, is he super sexy?
And he says to me, well, I wouldn't say he's... taking it easy on his body all these years. So I thought, damn, this guy's
gonna look good.
He's a hottie. He's gonna work out. This is gonna be awesome.
I'm gonna watch him install this carpet.
Hope he's got a tool belt on. You know, I'm all hype about it. I walk in the front door. The guy's over 50 and looks nearly homeless.
What?
Aaron is playing a joke on me that the carpet guy was hot when really he was not.
Oh my God, what happened?
So anyway, we got new carpet in the house and we started working on the nursery and there's this countertop that we've ripped out. It's become this big, great ordeal. But that's pretty much all that's happening with me these days.
Dude, fun fact about our nursery. We painted our nursery and had it done well before we did our first round of in vitro.
Really?
Oh my God. We decided we wanted to paint that room and Jim read something about like visions and like putting things in out that we wanted to get.
He
and
wanted
we
to feng
decided
shui.
We knew there would be a baby in that room someday, but we didn't know how.
Aww.
So we were like, let's just paint it a neutral
Jackie,
teal.
That's sweet.
And that's what we're gonna do. So we did it and we ended up like Pinterest crazy and we did like taped off the wall, made like a grid and painted it.
Oh, see, I want to do
ballin'.
Stripes.
Yeah, it's
I really
ballin'.
Think the baby is a boy and I really want to do stripes.
You think it's a boy?
I'm really
I think it's a boy too, but I didn't want to tell you.
Do you?
Yes.
I think it is. The only person who thinks it's a girl is my grandfather. Just very weird.
And he's probably wise because he's old.
He is old.
So you might know.
He is old and he's funny as hell.
And he's a funny old man.
I think he just wants it to be a girl because he remembers me bopping around. And I think that's why he wants it to be a girl. But we'll see. I really think it's a boy. I'm pretty hyped about it. I actually had a dream last night that I gave birth to a girl. And then for some reason, somebody gave us a baby that was a boy. Like we were doing adoptions as well. And surprise, we got a baby.
You also get a boy.
Yeah.
What if that's a hint that you actually have twins in there? And
right.
You didn't know it.
I mean, I'm feeling very large these days.
So
I'll
be
honest with you. This morning I woke up, I took my prenatal vitamin, I started getting ready. And all of a sudden, I mean, I felt really good. And then all of a sudden I just thought I was going to vomit. So I like got up naked from my beauty stand. I have like this vanity. And I run to the bathroom and I was like, and then I didn't puke. Like,
oh,
it was
I hate
just
that dry heave.
And I'm thinner. And then finally, it's gotten to the point because the kid can hear me now. Like the baby's ears are in place and they can hear me now. And I looked down and I said, would you stop making me feel like...
Oh, I was going to say, if the baby can hear that early, then Greenlee is screwed because my sister cusses like a sailor.
Well, that's what Aaron said. We were reading. We have books. We're really nerdy. We lay in bed and read
books
at night. I know. And we're laying there and Aaron goes, oh, the baby can hear everything that we're saying right now. It's supposed to know your voice when it comes out of the womb. I go, oh, well, we're in trouble. He goes, you need to stop saying so many F-bombs.
Yeah, but you know what? That I know they say that, and I'm sure it's true to an extent, but Greenlee came out, and she didn't seem any different between Jim holding her, me holding her, Danny holding her, mom holding her. Like,
Greenlee
she didn't notice.
Is the most laid-back baby on the planet.
Yeah, but this is, I'm talking day one through three.
Yeah, she didn't care.
That early, no, she none of them care, because this is what they look like.
By the way, she looks like a blind lady right now.
They don't even open their eyes barely. Like, they do a little, like...
Now she looks like she just ate a lemon. I don't know what face Jackie's
like.
Making.
Look up babies when they come out.
I know. They look like they don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Somebody just snuggle me.
They're like wrapping in some swaddle crap and let me sleep.
So we were talking to our biggest fan, Dave Jackinette.
Our biggest fan.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like if we had a number one fan, he's...
Honestly, Dave should do some advertising on the show.
I know, Dave.
WJRW needs to do advertising
right. 1340
here.
1340 WJRW. Sound off West Michigan.
This is exactly what it would be like. We'd be like, so our topic today, and then we'd say, we're going to get to it after this break. Then it'd be silent, then you'd hear WJRW.
You know, I used to do a show on that station.
What?
I used to do, like, I would fill in on WJRW, and it's a news talk station. So here I am. I got a mouth on me. I didn't realize, like, I don't know. It's news talk. Obviously,
it's
got a lot of...
not quite as laid back.
It's not quite as laid back or edgy, and there's a lot more older people listening. So I did a show there once, and you do 10-minute segments there. So you've got to be prepared. So I'd go into it with, like, celebrity dirt and things like that. But then I did the show once, and for some reason, we were discussing walking in on your parents having sex.
What?
We did a whole topic on how you walked in on your parents having sex on a news talk station at 11 o'clock in the morning.
What is... Whoa, wait a sec. 10-minute segments.
What?
You and I could easily do 10-minute segments.
We could.
Why don't we take Gray and Green Show to WJRW?
We could. Dave Jackinette, our biggest fan. You are the program director.
He's the program director.
We could.
I wonder if
he
put us on there.
That could be. We could have a once a week 11 a.m. show. That's a good idea.
I would be pumped for that. We could do it after the show.
Right.
We'd do this on Wednesday, but then 11 a.m. go in there.
We couldn't be as edgy, though, because the point of the sex story was I was never asked to do the show again.
Oh, really?
But I mean, I think that
if I asked...
What?
Do you think that's a coincidence, or you think they...
I think they were like, well, Rachel wants to talk about walking in, her parents doing it. This is probably a little too over the
top. Well, I feel like we know how to tone it down.
Yes, we do it every day.
We do it every day.
Well, I mean, when you do your show, you're not as... When we do our shows, like, on the morning
show... My show sucks.
Your show does not suck.
I'm so low. If you like listening to me...
I've listened to you. What's wrong with you?
It's just me. It's like...
I know. She's
all
bored.
My voice.
She's all by herself. Maybe once in a while, I'll start coming in with you.
All by myself. Don't wanna be.
Oh, my God. I watched Bridget Jones the other day, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really...
That part is my favorite.
The beginning,
yeah.
Where she's wasted
and
drumming. What chick hasn't done that before?
Right.
Oh my God. So speaking of Dave Jackinette, the one thing we want to say is thank you, because he gave Jackie the idea of what we're going to talk about
today. I know. Well, he walked in and he goes, what you doing? And I said, I'm racking my brain for a topic for tomorrow's podcast. And he said, okay. And he walked away, came back like within a second, and he goes, oh, how about? And then out came our topic.
Yes. Dave, we love you.
You're awesome, dude.
The top we want to talk about today is spring break, because college spring break is coming up like at a rapid rate here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's usually in March, isn't it?
Is it the first weekend of March?
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, did you like go on spring break with your parents, like when you were in high school?
No.
No?
We didn't do that. We did a fall vacation, like normally Thanksgiving break. We would go to on a cruise.
And you went on a cruise?
Yeah, every Thanksgiving.
Did you get to do different locations?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, but
my parents were cheap asses.
But we didn't do anything for spring break, and that was our family vacation. And so spring break would come, and it was kind of like, womp womp.
Yeah, I'm just going to go sit at home for a week and watch TV.
So my senior year, I told you about that one, remember? I went to Disney World with my friend. And her mom, yes. We stayed with her grandma.
Okay, we'll get to senior year. I forgot about that.
But see, I have better stories about college.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited to hear about Disney World with grandma.
That was the one where I told it on the podcast already. I peed my pants, parasailing.
Okay, we'll get there because, yeah. How could I forget? When I was growing up, we did do spring break. We didn't do fall break, but I mean, us in Michigan, we get fall break.
Right.
But we did go to the same place every single year.
Where'd you go?
It was like painful. We went to Clearwater, Florida, aka Old People Land of America.
Is that near Sarasota?
I don't know where Sarasota is. I'm geographically challenged.
I'm going to Google it real quick on my phone because my story I'm going to give you when you're done is my Sarasota trip.
Okay. So we go to Clearwater every single year because it's close to Tampa because I have a grandfather that lived in Tampa at the time. We would go there every single year and the Grays, we didn't fly anywhere. Oh, no, we're way too cheap for that. Pack up every damn lawn chair, every piece of sunblock, piece of clothing, umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
What?
They're only 40 miles apart.
Okay.
So yeah, we're talking old man. Okay, yeah.
Old people land. So they would pack up the entire car, my parents, and then we would drive for 20 hours in the car to Clearwater, Florida. Here's even worse.
Every year?
Every spring break.
Only in high school or middle school through high school?
This went from like middle school through high school. And we would stay at the same place every year.
Why Clearwater? Why not Orlando or most families?
Oh, we did do Orlando, but I was like younger. I was like 8 when that happened. So I don't know. I think just because Clearwater was close to my grandfather, so we would like see him. Right. He lived in like this trailer community that wasn't trashy. Oh. I guess in Florida they have like a mobile home community.
Yeah. They have those too though.
It's kind of hard to explain.
That's, oh my gosh,
it was
our stories
terrible.
Are about to collide, but mine is drastically different.
It was terrible. We would do it every year. And I say it was terrible. I mean, I had fun because it was on the beach
in Florida,
and it was my family.
And it's cold here.
Yeah, but man, now that I'm adult, screw Florida. There are so many better places in the world to visit.
Right.
If you're going to go on a hot vacation, go to Mexico. It'll cost you less money and you get all the food and booze you want.
You just gotta hope you can get back into the States when you're done.
I'm sure you'll be able to get back in. Well, I don't know. Trump's a little
scary.
That's
exactly what I was getting at.
Right. I mean, you just can't bring avocados and tequila. There's gonna be a 20% tax.
Right.
Okay, but what happened in Sarasota?
Oh my gosh. Well, this is a story.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, spring break. Oh, wait. Picture it.
Where is Jackie?
I'm in college.
Okay.
And I thought it would be, I kept saying, this will probably be my last spring break, right? Because I'm going to graduate soon.
Right.
But we all know what really happened. I never graduated until 2011. So
3 years
later. My girlfriend, Nikki, who's a bit younger than me, and my other girlfriend, Annette, were like, we should go on spring break. And Nikki said, my grandparents live in Sarasota.
Let's go see grandma and grandpa.
Let's go stay with them, right? It'd be free.
Right. Did they live on the water?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Nice.
In like an old folks community. You have to be over 60 to live there.
And that's kind of like what my grandpa's trailer park community
was. They did like water aerobics in the pool every morning.
No!
Yes. Her grandparents, wonderful people. Like, love them. But here's what happened. So I drove at the time a two-door Escort. It was white, and it was a 99, and it also had two black racing stripes on it. And a bra. You know what I'm talking about? On an Escort.
A bra?
You know, the leather things you'll see in the front of cars.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, had that.
Looks like goggles,
so it's like a little Escort that's trying to look like it's a badass.
I love that you drove an Escort.
And
please
it's
proceed.
And we decided, well, we can't pay for plane tickets. We're poor.
Yeah.
We're going to drive there. So
that's fun, though.
The day before spring break, we're like, well, we should probably go out. We don't have class tomorrow.
So
we
got
go party.
Wasted?
Nikki and I kept our cool. I'd say we drank, but we weren't like cray. So we woke up fine. Well, we're calling Annette. And I'm like, Annette, where are you? We got to go. Clock's a ticking.
Right, we're going
driving
to Florida.
And Annette's not answering. So we just go to her dorm and we're like banging on the door like, Annette, we got to go to Florida. So she finally opens the door and she's got this big black bruise on her lip.
What'd she do?
And I'm like, oh my God, Annette, what happened to you? I thought maybe she got in a fight. She's like, I puked a lot. I hit my face in the toilet. I slept in the bathroom.
I've puked a lot before and I've never hit my face in the toilet.
Yeah, she, I guess, was so drunk. She got to the toilet, slipped, hit her face against it. Fell asleep.
Annette sounds like a good time. Clean. I'm going to be
Annette's
honest
awesome.
With you.
She's a fellow's aunt.
First off, her name is Annette.
Yeah. So Annette and I, so we go, Nettie, we're leaving. Let's go.
Right.
Train's leaving. So she hadn't even packed. So we were helping her shove clothes in her bag.
Right.
Get him in our Escort and we're on the road. We're like, okay, here we go. And Annette says, Jackie, you know, whenever I get sick like this, root beer makes it better. And I go, root beer? And she goes, yeah, it makes me feel less nauseous than root beer. Root beer makes me
feel
better. Oh,
gross.
So I said, all right, girl, I'm gonna get you some root beer. So I drive through McDonald's drive-thru. We're still in Big Rapids at this point. Have not even gotten the highway.
I know McDonald's.
And I said, I'll take a large root beer for my friend Annette and a large fry for me. Give her the root beer. About 20 minutes later, I hear,
she puked in your car.
Puked a large root beer.
What an ass.
Oh, it wasn't her fault.
Annette the ass.
No.
Open the car door. Say, pull it
over.
We
were on the highway, and it came up so fast.
Oh, my God.
So
I have puked on the side of the highway more than once.
Nope. I don't care. I've puked on the side of the highway, too, but this was one of those very sudden. It just came out. And our whole car reeked of root beer.
Do you drive all the way to Florida with root beer vomit?
Yes. So we went to a gas station and cleaned it up. And then my dad said, if you come by my work, I'll fill up your gas tank. One last fill you got to do. And he worked in Grand Rapids. So I'm like, yes, I will do that. And I'm like 21 or 22. So he probably knows we drink, but we're still young enough that we don't want to advertise it. So I pull into his lot. I'm like, Annette, keep your head down. I don't want him to see you. He's going to know what we did last night. So she's lying in the back seat, covered in root beer vomit.
Oh,
moaning.
God.
And my dad comes and gives me this gas credit card he had, like a credit card for gas. He goes, use it for gas only. Have fun.
Your dad just gave you free gas for a trip. That's so nice.
Right. Very nice. So I go, okay, thanks, Dad. And then as I'm leaving, he goes, sweetie, what the hell's wrong with your friend?
She's hungover, Dad.
Nothing. So.
Oh, see, I would have been like, she's hungover.
We get to Ohio. Now we've been really cooking, and that's not throwing up. Things are good. And we're like on a roll. We get halfway through Ohio.
Just get pulled over.
I'm not lying. We hit the blizzard of the century. They call it the blizzard of 08. I'm not lying. In Ohio, it was that bad. Cars were pulling off the road and just camped out on the road.
What'd you do?
I drove right through it.
You drove through it.
And my two friends are like, Jackie, stop. Like, we can't drive. I'm like, I can do this. I'm in a 2-door Escort. So I'm like, I will make it there. I made it all right. And I drove 90% of the way, I'd say I drove.
Really?
Yeah. All the way to Sarasota, Old Folk City. When we get there, you know, we end up having fun, went to the beach, all that. Mind you, Nikki's only 20, so she can't drink anywhere.
Right.
Annette's only 20.
Are you 21?
I'm 21. I was 22.
So what did you do, just buy the booze for everybody?
Yeah, but we were staying at her grandparents, so we couldn't really drink at her grandparents' house. So what we did was went to Applebee's, and Annette flirted with the waiter.
And got drinks.
And he would give us drinks.
Oh, the local Applebee's.
And so
Applebee's.
Every day on our vacation, our spring break 08, we would spend at Applebee's.
Flirting with the guy to get booze.
Yes.
That's really funny.
And then we drove home.
Effing Applebee's. That's hilarious.
So that's my spring break.
You know, I never did, I didn't do a lot of spring breaks in college because I was so poor. I didn't have a daddy giving me gas money. That's really nice. I did do senior spring break, though. Senior year
of high
school. I paid for a lot of it. My parents gave me $100 for the trip, and that was it. The rest I paid for.
How?
I worked. I was a waitress at Johnny Rockets.
I'm like trying to call her out. She's like,
I know. She's like, how did you pay for it?
I'm like,
I waited tables.
Making fun of me. My dad gave me some gas money.
I waited tables at Johnny Rockets, which is like a 50s like diner. I used to have to dance every half hour to Love Shack and the Bee Gees.
Okay, for a second. I know Johnny Rockets. So I don't know why it made me gasp.
Yeah.
But I used to have to dance every hour. I was like, okay, what did you do?
I was dancing in a top hat and a bow tie.
Yeah, I remember this to the gimmick now.
Not like an actual top
P.S.
hat. But
I'm going on a cruise next year and there's a Johnny Rockets on our boat.
Is there really?
Yeah,
it's so fun.
I'm going to eat it every day.
Okay, have a rocket double for me. But that aside, like, I was working there, I saved money, and I went to Panama City Beach, and I was 18. And it was
PCB's Craig.
Wild. And I did not know until after we got back, we stayed in like the hotel, the Holiday Inn Sunspree. It's like a half circle and it's just filled with kids.
That's the hotel people stay at.
The beach there had two DJs on it.
What?
Have you
was it like
seen?
MTV there?
It looked like MTV.
Well, MTV
it
goes was, to Panama
right,
City for spring
they
break.
Go to Panama City. They don't now because last year they cracked down on it.
Oh, did they?
They cracked down on spring break Panama City and they sent cops through those crowds. So now they're...
As an old lady, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I know. I can't...
It's too crazy.
I think about it and I can't believe I did that. I was so drunk every single day. I was only 18 years old and we didn't have anybody to buy us booze. So
right.
The guys next door... We went there with like 10 of us, a group of guys and a group of girls. We are all too young. The guys next door to us in the room were buying us booze because they were 21. So we'd go with them every day, go get new booze, get wasted on the beach, dance to the club music, pass out, do it all again. There was a club on our in the Holiday Inn Sunspury. So like every single night was a club. I went to a foam party that was hosted by Robin of the Real World.
I won't go to foam parties.
STDs. Their kids are like, oh my God, the real world. I did that once and then I was like, no, this is lame.
I heard that you can get an STD through the foam.
You can?
Yeah, because like
you can get an STD at a toilet seat.
People will do it in the foam party. And then
oh my God, girls, that's bad for your vajayjay.
And then their business, like the sperm, will get in the foam and...
The sperm in the foam cannot get you pregnant.
Not pregnant. I said STD. Unless you count a baby as an STD.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never heard that. And maybe I have syphilis and don't know it.
I think you'd know at this point if you had syphilis.
I know. I'm just teasing. I definitely don't have syphilis.
So you never went to a college spring break? Because I never did anything like that in high school.
No.
I was way too scared.
Well, my mom was staying like 30 minutes away. So she was close by, but she wasn't with me at all until like one of my girlfriends got dehydrated from drinking and we had to take her to the doctor. Really, she just had diarrhea. It was stupid. And then honestly, so my mom was like close by if I needed her, but it was wild. I was showing my boobs to everybody. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Pause. I Googled it and apparently I am one of the many spreading myths that it's nearly impossible to get an STD through the phone, but it is a common thing that got spread years ago.
So it was a myth. You cannot.
This is what it says. Did you have sex during the foam party? Then yes, you could get an STD. Did you not have sex during the foam party? Then it's pretty much nearly impossible.
All right, we want to strike that from the record.
Yeah, I never said it.
You not cannot I said. Get an STD from foam parties.
Yeah, so
children.
Girls, don't be afraid of foam parties. I lied. Have some fun in the foam.
But still, either way, don't have sex in the foam because the foam in your lady part is.
Well, why would you want to do that anyway?
I don't know. There's slutty people out there.
Why do you want to have sex with people
watching?
It's
spring break.
You're gross.
People acted like idiots on spring break.
You're a weirdo. You know,
I'm serious.
Under the
foam. It's like a chance to be super slutty. It's like the spring break is the Halloween, but in your bikini.
See, that never appealed to me.
I never had sex on spring break either. I just made guys think I was to get drinks.
Really?
Oh my God, it was terrible.
Yeah, but you were in high school.
At that time, I wasn't allowed to like buy booze yet.
Yeah, that's true. But I never even, that wouldn't even sound like fun to me. That would stress me out at that age. That was too young.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I knew I was too young to handle it.
I just partied way too hard at that age. And now when I think about it, like when I went on spring break in college, the only time I did was when I was on a break from college and I went to Arizona. I went to Phoenix with my two best friends. And we flew there. I didn't even have a cell phone at the time because instead of paying to have my cell phone turned back on, I paid for a plane ticket to go to Arizona with my friends. And we get there and I'm not 21. They are. I had a fake ID the whole time.
Oh, Lord.
It was like 10 days. We went to all these bars in Phoenix. By the way, Phoenix is beautiful. And so is Tempe, Arizona. Everybody there is hot.
I've never been to Arizona.
Oh, no. Even the highways are colorful.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
It's very, very cool.
Bucket list.
So did you ever go anywhere in college other than that one trip?
Yes.
Where else did you go?
So my last college spring break, Jim and I and our two friends, Lance and Greg, were like, let's do a road trip for spring break. But none of that stupid warm weather stuff. Let's go somewhere we've never been.
Where'd you go?
So we went to New York City.
Awesome.
It gets better. So this was
That's
the trip.
Great.
We started in Big Rapids. We drove to New York City. And we were going to stay there for 3 days. And from New York, we drove to Nashville, Tennessee, which we'd never been.
Oh, my God.
So
I love Nashville.
So there 2 days and then drove home.
Yeah.
So we worked, all of us, at Bennigan's. And Bennigan's in Big Rapids is inside of a Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Now, for working there, you get the Holiday Inn discount. I could stay at the time at any Holiday Inn in the country, $30 a night.
Are you kidding? So you got to stay in all these Holiday Inns for $30?
So we stayed at Holiday Inn in Brooklyn, $30 a night.
That's the dream.
Oh, yeah.
For a
then
college
went
kid?
To Nashville, Holiday Inn, $30
a
night. So that was amazing.
I love Nashville. If you've never been to Nashville, the people are nice. The beer is cheap. The hotels can be pricey unless you work for a Bennigan's inside a Holiday Inn.
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
But other than that, it's an amazing town.
Oh, Nashville was so
town.
Fun. That was the most amazing town.
Yeah,
we
I
had
love
so
that town.
Much fun in that
yeah.
trip.
Yeah, New York City's amazing too, but it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah. But you
oh,
can do
New York
Nashville
City.
Cheap.
We had so much fun in New York.
I bet you did.
We got annihilated.
Yeah.
And we went to, okay, so this is kind of a funny story. Have you ever heard of the website Model Mayhem?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of like a
this
Facebook
girl I went to high school
models.
Is on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I had won this modeling contest in Traverse City for a tourist magazine.
A what?
A tourist magazine.
Oh, I thought you said tortoise, like turtle.
No, tourist. So it's all like Northern Michigan activities and right. businesses, things like that. You know, you pick it up at an airport. Well, I won and I was on the cover and I got to win a bunch of stuff.
Oh, so I hello. Thought, I am Jackie
so Glenn. I thought, I was
I'm
25.
Sorry. If I was on the cover of a magazine, I would think I was hot too.
I thought, I'm a little model.
Hell
so
yeah.
I make a model mayhem. I'm like, I'm a model now.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up, this is kind of a funny story. So I ended up meeting this girl who was a photographer who lived in New York.
Okay.
And she said she did really artistic photos for a like super hipster, crazy, like gothic almost hair salon. And their theme was like gothic fairy tales.
Yeah. Back then, goth was really cool.
It was really cool. Yeah. Back in the early mid 2000s.
Right. Like Avril Lavigne. Kind
yes.
of cool.
It was like that.
Yeah.
So what she'd do is it was all Photoshop. Like she'd set the scene.
Yeah.
And then the hair salon did the hair and makeup for these girls to look like really punk. Cinderella or Red Riding Hood, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she said, if you ever in New York, because we just got to chatting, I'll add you to my list of girls for that. You can be in the salon and be awesome. So I was like, okay, well, then we went to New York. So I messaged her and she said, sure, let's do it. So we're in New York and Jim, Greg, and Lance go to Chinatown and buy suits because they're like, Jackie thinks she's a model. We're going to buy these cheap suits and we're going to look like models.
And they really are like so cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but then they didn't fix. When you buy a suit in Chinatown, they don't fit. You have to get them tailored.
Oh, my God. When you buy anything in Chinatown, it
right.
doesn't fit.
So this girl who ends up being so cool.
Yeah.
She says, meet me. We're going to meet in like Staten Island.
You took the ferry to Staten Island?
No. Where was it? It wasn't Staten Island.
Yeah, because there's the ferry to Staten Island is free and you can just jump
where
on it from
go?
The end of Manhattan.
We met her. It was okay. It was like a 25-minute drive. We're
okay.
out of the city.
Okay.
We met her and we went to the mall and she said, let's meet at this mall because right next to a wooded area, we're going to shoot here. I did a Red Riding Hood thing. So the salon was there. I got done up and the guys go into Macy's in this mall in New York and they tell the lady, they're like, we're looking for someone to alter these suits for tonight because we want to look like models because they're just trying to get me, sting
right.
me. I don't even know that they have this. They think they're going to show up looking like Rico Suave.
Okay.
So the lady goes, well, we do alterations here at Macy's, but it's a week wait. And Jim looks up
I'm
and
sorry,
says,
I'm sorry, but what idiot thinks they're going to get their tux or their suit tailored
listening.
In a day?
Jim looks up and says, oh, well, it's kind of a hard story, but we're here in New York for a funeral. We've never been.
We Jim, have these suits. Liar!
He said, we need them done. I mean, I'll pay you cash, ma'am, if you can go back. We just need some minor alterations.
Oh, that's twisted.
She did it. Well, they paid her handsomely for what we had at the time.
Wow.
They just gave her a bunch of cash, and I think she liked was into it.
Well,
so
yeah.
then they meet me at the end of the day. And mind you, I'm made up into a, no joke, gothic, like black hair extensions, colored contacts, red and
Did
black lips.
Did you look
lips.
Hot or do you think you look scary?
I looked. I'll show you a picture and
okay.
you can decide.
All right.
And they looked all done up in these suits. And I go, what are you wearing? And they're like, we're wearing these all night. We're going out tonight. Well, I go, well, I'm wearing
gosh.
This all night. I'm going out because I got done up. I look cool.
Were you scaring people?
Oh, I was scaring people.
Yeah.
So I wore mine all night. Well, they wore that all night. And we went to a bunch of like touristy, like cool places.
Yeah.
I looked ridiculous.
Where'd you go out at in New York?
We went to a bunch of places. We went to a place called Jekyll and Hyde's, and that was my favorite place.
Oh, I was there. Things jump out at the
yes,
wall and scare
it was my
you.
Favorite thing.
Like, they have skeletons pop out of the wall.
I fit in perfectly.
I bet you did.
So I was
when
all
you got
made
your
up.
Bill, though, I'll never forget this. When we went to Jekyll and Hyde, the first time I was 21, we get our bill, and they charged you $6.99 for, quote, entertainment. Just because things were scaring you while you were eating. It was so dumb.
So this is what happened to us. The photographer gave us a list of places to go. And she goes, here is exactly, there's four places I want you to go that I think you guys will have fun at.
Yeah.
So we went and she knew someone at every place. So I went in and said,
I'm looking for you.
Melissa Brannon told me to come here. She says, you know, this. And they hooked us up. And it's the middle of the week. We were there on like a Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday. So it wasn't even busy.
Yeah.
So the attractions weren't going, just the things that naturally came down.
Oh,
so we
okay.
got, they gave us free custom, like shot glasses that light up with free shots.
Yeah.
And then from there, they're like, oh, now you need to go to this bar. So we go to the next bar. We're like, so-and-so from Jekyll and Hyde is supposed to come here. And blah, blah, blah. So they're like, oh, you're friends with them? Come on
See,
down.
Honestly,
oh,
Jackie, this is what I love about you. You will get to know people. You
it
will drop
so
names.
Fun.
You don't care. But if you ever get to New York City, Jekyll and Hyde is a very
it
cool place to go. I want to say it's uptown. It's very,
the
very cool.
The last place we went was for dinner because it was Greg's birthday. And it was called Ninjas New York. You ever been there?
No.
So you go there.
Are you served by ninjas?
Kind of, yeah.
Really?
It's like a brick building. No windows, nothing. And you're in like, it's like an alley. It's like actually kind of scary. Like you're like,
yeah,
I don't know. So we walk in and all there is, it's a white room with a desk and nothing else there. And there's a waitress there and she's like of Asian descent. And she says, you know, welcome. you know, follows right. away at your table. So the elevator opens and two ninjas fly out and go, Wah! And just scare the living out of you.
Oh my God.
And then you follow them down and ninjas are just like coming out of nowhere, like boom, yeah. boom, boom.
Well, that's the thing about New York, though. They have so many things that are like quirky.
They were like acrobatic ninjas, too. And then they see you in like these huts. And you eat, it was the fanciest, coolest dinner I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really tight.
And all the food when they bring you, like they'll bring you food. Yeah. They'll open it and your plate's empty. And then they'll go like this, bam! And then your food's there. They're like ninja secrets.
Okay, so if you don't go to be served by scary ninjas in New York, or if you don't go to Panama City Beach, apparently like the really big place for kids to
cool
go.
Now?
What's cool now? Are you ready? And it totally makes sense. Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Because of the weed.
Oh, really? That's why?
I knew she wasn't catching
on. I thought you were
going to
say snowboarding.
No, it's because of the weed, because marijuana is legal now.
I wouldn't want
to. Aspen, Colorado, because of spring break time, sold $10 million in weed last year.
What?
Yes. And, you know, I was in Breckenridge, not for spring break, but recently. It was a couple of years ago. And my friends are kind of prudy when it comes to weed. I wanted to get high there so bad because it's legal. Like, I could eat cookies. Weed cookies there, and it was legal, and they were just really prudish about it. But it sounds like that is the place to go. Apparently, like, their biggest month of the year is March in Aspen, Colorado, because of all of these college kids going there to get drunk and smoke all the weed because it's legal. All the weed!
I don't think I want to smoke enough to do that. Would that sound interesting to me?
What, smoking weed?
Yeah.
No?
No. Ugh.
Oh, I like it.
Any kind of smoke, I don't like.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, I might do an edible, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I did have a cookie once from Colorado that was absolutely awesome. But other than that,
it was absolutely awesome.
Yeah. So I understand why kids are liking that. By the way, I am with child and I will not be doing that anymore. Just so we're clear.
Just so we don't get the haters saying,
put the disclaimer out there.
She's not stupid.
Okay. Also, apparently nowadays, 50% of college kids do go on spring break.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
What was it before?
I don't know. I was just really surprised to hear that half of college kids actually can afford it.
Oh, I think a lot. Yeah. I think everyone goes on spring break.
How can they afford it? I could not afford
anything.
I think
they just do it on the cheap and they like split a bunch of people and they drive. And
yeah. But Cabo is like one of the number one places and that's not.
I'm going to Cabo in April and I'm so excited.
Is that on your cruise?
No, that's next year, 2018.
Holy crap. Mexico, I am not kidding, is my favorite place.
I know,
in the world.
I love Mexico.
And it makes me really sad because being pregnant, I can't go there because it's Zika right now.
Zika.
But I told Aaron, I'm like, dude, I'm going to say like once a baby's like 6 months, I think we go to Mexico. Let's go to the place we had our honeymoon at in Mexico and
live it up.
Do it for a week. Do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The baby will be there, so you probably won't do much. But.
No, I'm not bringing the baby.
Oh, wait, you said bring the baby, I thought, when he's 6 months.
No, I meant, like, baby goes to grandma's house.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
At 6 months for a week. Because I think at 6 months, I'll probably be okay with, like, leaving the kid. But, man, Mexico is the ish. I love it so
much.
Well,
it depends on if you're still breastfeeding, because then you won't be able to.
Right. That's true. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because you got to feed.
What if I pump just like a mother?
You could, but then you might stop producing as much while you're there, because you'll have to pump all the time.
Oh, that's right, because they'll fill up.
So then you'll have to pump and dump.
Oh, my God. Hear my buzzkill.
Oh, no.
You know, another place that makes the list is Vegas. And I've never been to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas is... I'm going to Vegas in May. On my birthday.
You're going to Cabo in April, Vegas in May.
And then a cruise next January.
Holy crap,
well, here's
Jackie.
Why.
Okay.
Cabo is Jim's work trip with
Jim. Oh, that's right. Free trip from Jim's work.
May, one of my best friends is getting married. So we have her bachelorette party.
Fun.
And it happens to be on my birthday.
Oh, exciting.
So we're going to be in Vegas on my 32nd birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. I have never, ever been to Vegas.
It's so fun.
I don't think I would want to, like, sit in a casino and, like, gamble all day.
It's not like that.
No?
No, there's, like, clubs.
I want to go to the shows.
There's shows, exactly.
See, I want to go to the shows.
We're staying at the Palazzo. And
oh, you are? That's like the fancy one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to
have so
much
fun. We've got, like, six of us crammed in one room, and it's going to be, like...
But that's what you do for a bachelorette party.
Right.
My bachelorette party was at Nashville, and we crammed seven of us into a room. And it was great.
Yeah.
It worked out just fine. But honestly, I think you're going to love Vegas.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Or you've already been to Vegas.
I've been once, and I had so much fun. But we were on the poor then. Like,
really?
In college, still not making any money.
See, I would think that Vegas with money is, like, way more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, now it's like, how many drinks can I... Back then, it was like, how many drinks can I get? I can get three before I have no money.
Right.
Now it's like, oh, I can get some drinks. It's not a big deal.
Getting wasted in the bathroom with water bottles.
If you want a drink, all you need to do is go to a casino, put some money in and pretend like you're gambling, and then it's free.
Do they just bring it to you?
Yeah. The waiter's be like, what do you want? You should order.
That's so tight.
As long as you're gambling.
I know. I just wonder if I'd actually like it, because I think I'd be bored of gambling after a while. And I'd never be able to get my husband in the club.
Why?
I feel like the club in Vegas, too, is like there's no age limit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like here, if you go to the club, if I was my...
It's young
people. My 30-year-old ass went to the club here in Grand Rapids, they'd be like, what the hell? Get out of here, old lady.
You're not 21.
Right. But I think in Vegas, like,
it's all
they
ages.
Don't care. Yeah.
Well, because you don't see as many just 21-year-olds because they can't afford it.
Exactly. You gotta have money.
I feel like you see more 30-somethings.
Yeah? Well, that makes me feel better. Honey, if you're listening and we go to Vegas, you're going to the club.
Heck yeah.
Okay, also on the list, New Orleans. Apparently, people are traveling to New Orleans a lot more.
I just went to New Orleans.
You are
just... September.
She is a woman of the world,
folks. A different bachelorette party. Remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. And I heard that there's like hookers everywhere. And
I didn't see hookers.
Oh, you didn't see hookers?
I didn't know it. We were on Bourbon Street, and it was...
See, I always thought the hookers were on Bourbon Street. That's the main drag.
There's so many people on Bourbon Street that I thought I was going to throw up.
See, I don't like that.
No, me neither. It was.
Yeah.
Rachel, this is the middle of September, a random Saturday.
Yeah.
Just not, you know, not even a holiday weekend.
Right.
There were so many people on Bourbon Street that I was floored.
Really?
I mean, in the middle, it was nighttime, mind you, but people just throwing up and passed out everywhere. Like, you could barely walk. You were just like...
See, that sounds awful.
Crowd. It wasn't my cup of tea.
My husband's mom, my mother-in-law, is getting ready to go back to New Orleans. She loves it there. She's a big gambler. She likes to do the casinos, but she loves New Orleans.
Okay.
And she has said that Bourbon Street is just nuts. Do people show their boobs for beads, like, all year round, or is that only Mardi Gras?
I don't know. See, a lot of people had beads, but I didn't see people really flashing too much.
No.
You know what is fun that I thought was fun about New Orleans? Bourbon Street during the day.
Really?
Hitting all those bars. It's a little dirty and it kind of smells, but hitting
I
all those bars.
That.
There's
yeah.
people out
Did
there
you go
doing
to any
like
jazz bars, because there's the jazz scene's supposed to be like awesome there.
No.
No. See, I would love
the
to go to that.
The girl we stayed with, though, is the bride, who is one of my good friends,
yeah.
her best friend from high school, and she lives there.
Uh-huh.
Her husband is a head chef at like a fancy restaurant off Bourbon Street. He hosted us for dinner one night, and he like made us, we didn't have to order, he just brought food out. Oh my God, it was so good.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. That part was cool.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah, I would like to see New Orleans, but I keep hearing mixed reviews on it. Like somebody either loves it or they hate it.
It's so hot, too. Like,
and
I remember getting out of the car.
It's really sticky and it's kind of dirty.
It's just, yeah, and dirty. It just wasn't my scene.
Right. And yeah, I'm kind of like that, too.
Like, and I had a good time and I made great memories, but I just don't think I would want to go back.
If you could do one vacation, would you go to the beach or would you go to like a city like that? Would you? Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I'd go to the beach.
I would go to I'd go to a city like New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Aaron that recently, if you could do like one thing, would you rather do city, mountains, because Aaron's a big skier, or the beach? And he says mountains to the day he dies. What? Have you ever been to Colorado?
No.
Oh, see, it's incredible there.
I don't ski and snowboard. I did back in the day. But...
Well, Aaron taught me how to ski. I just learned how to ski a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd never had skied. And then a friend of ours bought us a trip to Breckenridge for our wedding.
Oh, that's cool.
And we stayed in this really cool place, like ski in, ski out, right in Breckenridge. It was beautiful. So I had to learn to ski for that trip. So basically, it was not a wedding gift for me. It was a wedding gift for
Aaron.
My husband.
Yeah.
So I learned to ski that trip. But yeah, it is really pretty. But at the same time, I'll go beach all day. I think just because I've done New York like 5 times that I'm
more
like,
of a pool person than a beach.
What'd you say?
More of a pool person.
Okay, so I have beef with sand too.
Like I just,
it gets in every crack and crevice.
Like I want to stay at a resort. Or with a nice ass pool that's like balling.
Swim up bar.
That's what we're into with Cabo. We're staying in this big crazy
villa
with these pools and stuff. So we're like, that's what, with a hot tub.
Everybody pees in the pool at those things.
I don't even care.
When I was doing all inclusive last time, I noticed
everyone
like, when we
pees
got
in
the morning,
ocean, dude.
Like they, the ocean's a lot larger body of water, Jackie.
Yeah, but where you're swimming at. With all those people.
There's waves.
They're all right there.
They're all
peeing.
You're going to be standing up
and
there at the
chlorine
swim up bar. Everybody's
up.
Peeing.
There's chemicals. chemicals in the bottle pool. Cleaning the pee out.
I want to say, if you have any spring break stories you want to share with us, send us an email at grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to Jim Perez. He loves to send you and I things.
Oh, James Perez? Yeah. I love him.
He's the nicest guy. He always is sending us things. And we've gotten messages from some women, too, that have been loving this show, too. So we really do appreciate your feedback. So not only can you send us an email, but you can also hit us up, Gray Green Show, on Twitter, The Gray and Green Show on Facebook, and, of course, rate us on iTunes. It's a great way to give us feedback there as well. If you have any ideas for us, feel free to send those over too. And Michelle McCormick from 97 LEV, our classic rock station.
I feel like we somehow need to get her to talk about old radio, like what the old days were like.
Oh my God, I love it.
Like versus what you and I know of radio. Because we're the same generation of radio. We started right. The same time.
I wonder how much she would share. Because
what year
was
your first radio job?
I've been on the air. It'll be 7 years, April 1st.
So 2010?
2010.
Same with me. My 2010? First job was in 2010.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I started nights.
I would love for Michelle to share
So we're
stories.
The same exact. Michelle, we know the same thing.
Michelle has been in this business for 30-some years.
And she knows. She's been on the grind. Like, she knows.
Michelle did radio in the late
cool.
80s when... people bought you blow to make you play their record.
And like radio hosts back in the day were the, you know what? Like
oh
they
my
were
God.
Balling.
The bomb.
Now
yeah.
we're just like, ooh, radio.
I know.
You're some
you
DJ.
You got to pick what you played.
Yeah.
You played vinyl.
Back then you were like
you
a celebrity.
In the studio. Yeah, no, for
yeah,
sure.
You were
I
cool.
totally agree. So I think
now
you're
we just dream
right.
we're cool.
I think that she should share some stories. I know. We're not very
Do you
cool.
think she will?
I'm going to ask her. I think she will. I'm actually having dinner at her house tonight, so I will push her
yeah.
into that.
Be like, Jackie and I want to know more about how cool it could have been for us if we were just a little older.
And she loves to talk about that stuff, and she can tell you about everything from meeting David Bowie to, I mean, she has yeah. done so much in this business, so
Here's
I think
thing.
That'll be a lot of fun.
You probably won't hear much from me that episode because she's a talker.
She is a talker. Totally agree. And you know what? I think that we just give her space and let her run because I'm not kidding. She is effing hilarious.
She is.
She is so, so funny. So next week we'll have Michelle McCormick from 97 LAV joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.